Well, all of these current measures share one fundamental principle, and I guess really the heart of it. Two related fundamental principles. One is they transfer wealth to the wealthy, and the second is they transfer decision-making power to the wealthy. So all of them have the effect, just think of through, what all every one of them has the effect of putting more power to make decisions into the hands of unaccountable private tyrannies, what we call corporations, basically totalitarian institutions, but they're mostly unaccountable. That's the effect. Think through the examples. Every case of the Washington Consensus applied at home has exactly this effect. And a good part of the propaganda system has the same goal, in this case, surely conscious. So the propaganda system is designed, has been for years, to demonize unions, which makes a lot of sense. Unions are a democratizing force in which the mass, one of the few ways in which the large mass of the population can pool limited resources and work together for some common good, so that's that bad thing, democracy. So naturally you want to demonize and destroy unions, and that's been going on forever. And the other leading propaganda theme, and I don't mean by that, you know, like just what you hear in the newspaper, read in the newspaper and so on, like the entertainment industry and television and everything else, is anti-politics, meaning setting up a picture. It's called anti-politics. The picture is a very specific kind of anti-politics. You have to establish the image, you know, get into people's heads that the government is the enemy, federal government. State governments are okay because they can be sort of controlled by business anyway, so it doesn't matter. But the federal government's sometimes a little too big to be pushed around, so it's the enemy, and it cannot be. Nobody can dream of the possibility that the government is of, by, and for the people. That's impossible. It's an enemy to be hated and feared. Not that there aren't a lot of things wrong with it, but that's not what's wrong with it, from their point of view, is it has a big defect. It's potentially influenceable by the population and big enough to stand up against private power, and that's the defect. So you have to regard it as the enemy. It cannot be of, by, and for the people. It's a kind of a them versus us business. This is them is the government, which is the enemy. Us is all of us nice people, you know, sober working man, loyal wife, maybe extra job these days, the hard-working executive toiling 20 hours a day, you know, for the benefit of all, the friendly banker who's out there trying to find, you know, give you money. That's us, you know. And then there's them. Them is the outsiders, the un-Americans, you know, the agitators, union organizers, big government, and so on, and sort of us versus them. That's the picture. That has been rammed into people's heads for at least 50 or 60 years by intensive propaganda everywhere. Movies, you know, television, textbooks, just constant. And not by accident. This part is all extremely conscious. We have a huge public relations industry which spends billions of dollars a year on exactly this sort of thing, and consciously they even tell you about it.